I do think that he was definitely provoked, because there's no reason to hit somebody unless they make you really, really angry.
In a way, it's kind of understandable because it happens.
SG, Chris Breezy. Hey.
You all know the story about Chris Brown, the R&B singer, and Rihanna, right? Supposedly back on the early hours of February 8th, according to a police affidavit, Chris Brown shoved Rihanna's head against the passenger window of a car he was driving, punched her in the face, bit her ear and finger, put her into a headlock, and said, "I'm going to kill you," he allegedly told her. And this is what she told police afterwards. Brown later said he was sorry and saddened about the incident. He faces up to 4 years in prison if convicted. I think she even came back to him for a while. Story we had yesterday had young girls talking about maybe Rihanna brought it on herself. Maybe it was her fault that Chris had to hit her. As a matter of fact, there's a survey out this morning that is pretty shocking when it comes to that kind of attitude. And here to bring us the information is Dr. Patrick Juanis. He's a regular on the radio program. He's a celebrity life coach. Dr. Juanis, good morning.
Good morning, Russ.
All right, we actually were talking about this some weeks back, I guess, when this first happened, and you had some pretty interesting stats about a Boston survey.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that you played a clip there of a girl saying she believes that Rihanna is responsible, and a survey of 200 Boston youths from age 12 to 19 found almost the same thing. 51% said Brown was to blame, but 46%, that's almost half, said Rihanna was to blame, and another 52% said both were to blame for the incident. But in addition, 52% of the media are treating Brown unfairly. So what that's basically telling you is teenagers are growing up believing it's okay to hit a girl, and they're saying, you know what, just like that girl said, well, if it happened, it must have been her fault. I mean, why else would he hit her? So there's really, really bad, not just bad messages, but really bad childhood rearing that's occurring. And this is not a new phenomenon, Russ. This has been around for a long, long time. Back in Australia, I'm talking about more than 15 years ago, there was a study that revealed that women thought it was okay for a man to hit her if she deserved or provoked it. And even in the UK today, one study suggests one in five people think that it's fine for a man to slap his wife or girlfriend if she's wearing sexy clothes in public. And 14% of adults think it's okay for a man to hit his partner if she's nagging him. So this has been around a long time.
Well, let me ask you this, Patrick. Is this a change in attitude, or is this something that's been around forever? Is this something, can we compare this to our parents' attitude about this?
Well, I think domestic violence has always been around. What you're seeing that's different now is maybe the portrayal of women in the media is only exacerbating the low image that men have of women and that women have of themselves. So I don't think there's any particular genre that's responsible for this. But if you look at hip-hop culture, the way it portrays women in videos, I've never seen examples of actual violence. But when you say, when you portray women as, you know, one guy standing around with lots of gold pouring all over him, and you've got these five hot, sexy, dressed women dancing around him, worshipping, serving him.
Yeah.
You're sending the message that women are there to serve the man, that the man is superior, and that all that matters is his desires and his needs. That's the same message as saying, hey, you're not doing what I want, so therefore I'm allowed to hit you. It's an extension of that message. This is also, this problem isn't just, though, related to the media. Parents listening right now have to be aware that they're playing a huge role in this. So, for example, if you as a woman are in a relationship where your husband, your boyfriend, is abusing you, is hitting you, is slapping you, you are sending the message to your children that this is how women should be treated. Your daughter is going to grow up and she's going to attract the same kind of man in her life. And your son will most likely grow up and he'll do the same thing, because Chris Brown grew up in a household where his father was abusive. So he basically copied his father. And he says, oh no, I hated what my father did. Yes, he may have subconsciously hated it, and he may subconsciously hate what he's done, but he's still doing it because children copy parents. So be aware, are you allowing someone to abuse you?
Now, I was under the impression, Dr. Juanis, that after the O.J. Simpson incident, when he was she was calling police and asking for help and assistance and so on and so forth, and they were reluctant to go out there and do anything, that things have changed on that, and the tolerance for this kind of behavior has grown to almost zero.
Well, it's definitely spiked, but I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you a little bit. Obviously, you know, police in certain states can charge you regardless of whether you know, the abused, the victim, wants to charge or not. But I have a situation in an area I live in, and I'm here in South Florida, that is, you know, let's be honest, it's affluent. And the police came here in this area after there was a call, and they walked away. Why did they walk away from this primarily white area?
I don't know. You tell me. Why?
Well, because I think sometimes that we're that certain authorities are also trying to, you know, they don't want an area to have a bad name. But fortunately, I think the difference in Hollywood is that the police are tired of this special privileged status of celebrities, and that's why you see so much of the celebrities now having to appear in court, having to face the law, being treated in a much, not in a completely equal manner, but closer to equality. And the other thing that I want to say about the media is Nickelodeon, I'm going to use this expression, didn't have the balls, the courage, or the intestinal fortitude, or the responsibility to remove Brown from that award show. They waited till he drew himself away, till he withdrew. They should have stepped in and said, no, we're not going to let him be in this this show whatsoever. So I think it's on all levels. It starts with parents, it starts with individuals, and it starts with the media. If you're in a position that you have the opportunity to get out a positive message to children, don't shirk your responsibility just because you want a quick buck.
Well, that's the whole thing right there. You know, viewership translated into money with advertising dollars trumps the moral compass every time.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, even with the hip-hop videos. It's about, let's make more money. How do we make more money? Let's push the envelope. The raunchier we make the video, the greater attention we're going to get, the greater sales we're going to make.
Dr. Wannis, I could talk about this for hours with you, and we thank you for having two girls, 11 and 14. I sure don't want them to come up with this kind of attitude, and I do appreciate your time this morning. If somebody wants to find out more and some more on your survey, where can they go to find that?
PatrickWannis.com.
And that is W-A-N-I-S, PatrickWannis.com. Celebrity Life Coach, Dr. Patrick Wannis on News Talk 850 WFTL. We'll have you back again soon.